We begin the current daf Masechtas Brachos daf Hey. We begin four lines from the top. The Gemara continues the explaining of the pasuk that was mentioned in the previous daf regarding the pasuk of Rigzu v'al techato imav avavcham amishkavcham demesala, which is the pasuk which is said by Kriyishma Lamita, and it's also the source for saying Kriyishma when one goes to sleep. So the Gemara gives a different interpretation for that pasuk. Amram Levi Barchama Rishim ben Lokish la'olam yargas odem yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. A person should always agitate his Yetzer Tov on his Yetzer Hara. In other words, he should make a mochama, he should fight a war with his Yetzer Hara. Shenema Rigzu V'al Techto, as the pasuk there begins, that you should be agitated and not sin. In other words, that's a Lashon of Roig, is a way of fighting with the Satan. He's someone that wants to kill you, so to speak, and ruin your life. So Im Nitzchei Mutav, if you vanquish, if you take over and you win the war against the Yetzer Hara, then that's good. V'im Lav Yasek B'tayin, if not, if you fail to win by just, so to speak, fighting with the Yetzer Hara that's inside of you, then you should learn Torah. Shenemra, as the pasuk continues, Imro v'vavchem, you should say it on your heart, which is a reference to v'higisa b'yoyim v'alayla, that the toil of Torah, which is in a person's heart, the main Torah of Torah Shabbat Peh is in a person's heart. And therefore, a person should learn Torah. Im nitzchei mutav, if he wins the war that way, so then it's good. V'im lav yikur krishma, if he still fails to win the Yetzer Hara, then he should recite the parasha of Shema. Shenema, as the pasuk continues, amishkavchem, on your bed, which is a reference to Kriyishma, which is b'shachbacha, as Rashi said in the previous daf, that amishkavchem is a reference to Kriyishma, which is said b'shachbacha, which is on when a person lays down. Im nitzchei mutav, if a person wins the war that way, then fine. Vim lav, then the last resort is yasku leim hamisa. Then he should remind himself of the day of death. Shenema b'doy musela, that when all will be silent, that's the yim hadumiyah, that's the day of death, which is forever silent, that, so to speak, sobers a person about the reality that what the Yetzer Hara is trying to entice him, in contrast to the eternity of Olam Haba. So we have four different approaches that the pasuk is telling us in the proper order. First, a person fights, and if that's not successful, then he uses Torah to fight the Yetzer Hara. If that doesn't work, then he says the parasha of Kriyishma. And then there's a last resort, the Mefarshim say. It's not the ideal in a sense. Then you remind yourself of the Yom HaMisa, and that will be the best way, ultimately, to fight the Yetzer Hara. Gemara continues with another statement from Levi Bar Chama in the name of Rishon Malakish. From Levi Bar Chama and Rishon Malakish, my dechsev, what is the understanding of it that it says in the pasuk, Ve'etna l'cha es luchas evan, Hashem says, I shall give to you the luchas, the tablets of stone, v'ha-Torah, v'ha-Mitzvah, asher kesavti lo'irosim, that I wrote to teach. What are these different things? What are the luchas ha-evan, the Torah and the Mitzvah? They seem to be saying the same ideas. So the Gemara explains, luchas elu aser sedibris. This refers to the luchas which had the Ten Commandments written on them, the aser sedibris. Torah zeh mikra, that's a reference to Chumash, and that is because there's a Mitzvah to read from the Torah, so therefore it has an element of Kriya. V'ha-Mitzvah zu Mishnah, that's a reference to Mishnah, that a person should learn and be oisik in learning Mishnayis. Asher kesavti, that I have written, elu neviim k'suvim, that's the neviim, the prophets and the writings of Nach, which was called k'suvim. And lohiroisam, to teach you, ze gemara, that's a reference to gemara, because gemara is the understanding of the reasoning behind the Mishnayis, that why did the halacha come out that way. However, those that teach from Mishnayis, they're called mevali oilam, as the Gemara in Saita says. They ruin the world because they don't really know the reasoning and the understandings behind the laws of the Mishnayis. The Gemara is really where the source of Hayro comes out from. So what's the concept that the pasuk is telling us? It's coming to teach us that all these things were given to Moshe at Har Sinai, because this is what the context of the pasuk was. And not only did Hashem give the Aseret HaDibros, He gave all these different things to say that the Torah Shebiksav and everything that's included in Torah Shebaal Peh was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Now the Gemara goes back to the concept we were speaking about in the previous daf about Kriyishma Alamita. Amar Bitzchak, Kolakur Kriyishma Alamitasa, whoever recites Kriyishma on his bed, Kilo Oichis Cherev Shoshte Pius Beod, it's as if he's holding a double-edged sword. And that is to kill the Mazikin, that there, when a person lays down, there is a certain element of demons, of Shaden, that have a power at the nighttime. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Remimah is Kael Begrainim, there are lofty praises of Hashem in their throats, the cherev pefias biyadim, and a double-edged sword in their hand. So therefore we see that when they're saying Remim is kel begrinim, that when they're saying the psukim of Shema, that's a double-edged sword. But the Gemara asks, my mashma, how do we know that it's so much specifically Kriyishma? So Amma Zutra v'yitem ravashi, mireish dinyan, from the previous part of the psukim, the chsiv yalzu chasid mechavid, that the devout ones will exult in glory, yiraninu amishkevaisim, they will sing on their beds. which is a reference to Kriya Shema. That's Amish Kavoisim. V'chsev Basrei, what does it say afterwards? It says the pasuk that we brought, the remin mos kibbuk kroinim, that the lofty praises of Hashem are in their throat, v'cheref b'fiyas b'adam, and that is as if they're holding a double-edged sword in their hand. That's how powerful it is to say Kriya Shema Lamita. So the Gemara continues saying the significance of saying Kriya Shema Lamita of Amar Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak also said that kol ha-kor Kriya Shema Lamitasei mazikin medeilin hamenu. It's not only that he has a double-edged sword, but that they're so afraid, so to speak, that the mazikin they keep away from him. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, uvenei reshef yagbiu of, that the spirits will soar in the flight, and the pasuk says ve'ein of elatayra. When it says that the spirits will fly away from him, how is that? That's from the Torah. How do we know that uf is a reference to Torah? Shenema, it says regarding the Torah, hasoif einecha b'yveinenu. If you close your eyes, it's not going to be there anymore. So that's a reference to Torah, because Torah is the type of thing that if you close your eye, you blink for a second, you forgot it already. You constantly have to be reviewing, like the Rambam says, ad yom hamis, until the day that you die. So if one has Torah, if one learning Torah, which is a reference to Kriya Shema Lamita, Kriya Shema is one of the parashas in the Torah, then the Bnei Reshef will fly away. How do we know that Reshef is a reference to the Shadim? Vein Reshef El Mazikin, to the demon Shenema Mizei Rav, the bloating of famine, Ulechumei Reshef, and the battles of Reshef, Veketev Meriri. And we know that Ketev Meriri is the name of one of the Shadim that come in the evening time, as Gemara and Pesachim says. So therefore, we see that Reshef is a reference to Mazikin, as it's related to Ketev Meriri. So therefore, if someone is learning Torah, we're saying Kriya Shema, Yagbiu Uf, and that's why we said earlier on the staff that a Talmud Chacham would, on at least one mandam, it says, would not have to say Kriya Shema Lamita, because it's really an element of saying Torah. So if he has Uf, which is a reference to Torah, because if he closed your eyes, not going to be anymore, then the Bnei Reshef Yagbiu, then the Reshef, which is like Ketev Meriri, which is a Shadim, will stay away from him. Now the Gemara gives a different interpretation for the pasuk we just brought down. Amar Shimon ben Lakish, Kala Oisik Bat Torah Yisur Bedin Lamenu. That whoever learns Torah, then Yisurin, then afflictions will stay away from him. Shenema, it brings down the same pasuk. Uvenei Reshef Yagbiu Uf. That when the Reshef, the elements of Reshef, will be taken away from him when there's Uf. And as we said before, Ve'ein Uf Ela Torah. And therefore, it's talking about someone that's Oisik by Torah. Shenema Hasoif Enecho Boi Ve'enenu. As we explained before, that if you close your eyes, you blink, the Torah is gone already from you. Ve'ein Reshef El Yisurin. And here this mandamer interprets Reshef as Yisurin. Shenema, as it says in that same pasuk, Mizei Ra'av, the bloating of famine, Ulechumei Reshef, and the battles of Reshef. Which is that word Reshef in that pasuk is written between Ra'av, hunger, and Mazikin, which is Ketev Meriri. So the two different mandamer, you could darshan it both before and after. So therefore one mandamer says it's that if one says Kriya Shema, then Mazikin will stay away from him because it's related to Ketev Meriri. And the other mandamer says that if you learn Torah, then Yisurin, which is Rav, will stay away from you. Either way, Reshef has both connotations, and therefore if a person says Isik Bat Torah, or if he says Kriya Shema Lamita, Yisurin or Mazikin will stay away from him. Then the Gemara continues explaining this idea, how that if a person learns Torah, it protects a person from Yisurin. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan told him, what are you telling me from this drasha of Ubnei Reshef Yigbi Uf, and that from there you see that Reshef is a reference to Yisurin, and that if a person learns Uf, which is Torah, then they won't have Yisurin. Even little children know that Torah protects a person, and then they learn this from Chumash, as it's a pasuk in the Torah. So why do you need to tell me this from a pasuk in Eiv, which is much later, Shenema, V'yayimim Shemoya Tishma L'Koy L'Hashem L'Kecha, that if you're going to hear and you're going to learn the words of Hashem, V'hayosher Be'in of Tas, and you're going to do what's proper in His eyes, V'azant L'mitzvayisev, and you'll hear to His mitzvahs, V'shemarta Kol Chukov, then Kolamachla Shesanti V'mitzrayim Lo'asam Alecha Kanei Hashem Refecha, then any sickness, any affliction that I gave upon the Egyptians in Mitzrayim, I won't put upon you because I'm Hashem your healer. So I don't need a pasuk in Eve to tell me that if a person learns Torah, he's not going to have Yisurin. It's a pasuk mefurish in the Torah. Rather, it's telling it in the negative, that whoever has the ability to learn Torah and he doesn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi lav yisurin b'cho'aron v'eichonos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon the person repulsive afflictions and it hurts the person. Shanama, like it says in the pasuk, Nelamti, I was mute, dumia with stillness. Hechshesi mitoiv, I was silent from good. Uche'evi necher, and my pain became repulsive. And that is, how do we know that it's a reference that when a person does not learn Torah? Because it says, Ve'ein toiv ela Torah. Toiv, good, is always a reference to Torah Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, Ki lekech toiv nasat ilchem, because a good doctrine I gave you. Toirasi al tazoivu, do not abandon my Torah. So we see that toiv, a lekech toiv, is a reference to Torah. So it says that if someone's mute, hechshesi mitoiv, I'm silent from toiv, which is a reference to Torah, then uch'evi necha, then will have pain that will become repulsive. That's what we need to learn from the pasukim. If it protects you from Yisur, and that we know from the Torah, but it teaches that if you have the ability to learn, as the Mefarshim and the Poskim say, that a person has to be learning all the time. There's a patur of basaf de genecha when one has to work. But if a person has the ability to learn and he's not, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon him Yisurim to bring him back to the right path. Gemara gives another interpretation on this pasuk. Kilekach toiv nesati lechem terase tazayvu. Amr b'zei revi, tem reb chanin about papa. Boni re'esh lekemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Come and look that how the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so different than the nature of flesh and blood. Midas basav adam, when it comes to flesh and blood, adam moichur chevetz lechaveroi, when a person sells an object that he has to his friend, so moichur atzav, v'lakech samech, so the seller is sad, and the reason is because he has something chashuv, that he has something that he liked a lot, and he had to, because of his situation, he had to sell it. And the one that purchased it is very happy. He has this item. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einakeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Nosen lam Torah liYisrael v'sameach. He gave them the Yidden, the Torah, and he was happy. As we see that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly warns them, don't forsake the Torah. And he praises that and says that it's a lekach toiv. After that, he gave it. He didn't give it to them because he didn't like it anymore. He's saying it's lekach toiv. And still he says, keep it. Shenemar ki lekach toiv nesad lechem terasa tazevu. That's how different Hashem is, that Hashem is happy. And that although he's selling it, he wants the Yidden. And that's the whole purpose why he created the world, to give the Yidden. Lesaning al Hashem. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very different than flesh and blood. Gemara continues along this theme about how Yisurim, so to speak, go hand in hand with learning Torah. If a person sees that afflictions are coming upon him, he's having difficulties, he's having Yisurim, what should he do? He should investigate his actions. He should see what he's doing right and what he's doing wrong. Let us search our ways and examine it. And then return to Hashem. That's the purpose of seeing what have we done right, what have we done wrong. Pish v'leimatz. However, let's say he checked and he didn't find, which Rashi explains, he didn't find an avera that because of it, it's worthy for him to have these type of yisurim. Obviously, there ain't adam tzadik b'oretz ashiyas tevleyecht. Everyone's going to have somewhat of an avera, but it's not that type of an avera that should have brought upon him this type of yisurim. So then, what does he do? Yitla b'bitl Torah. He should say that it's probably because of his not learning Torah enough, that he was mevatel Torah. Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, Ashri ha-gever, fortunate is the man, Asher te'asrenu ka, that Hashem afflicts him, u'mitirascha slamdeno, and that you teach us from your Torah. And that is that because of the Yisurin, a person has to come to learn Torah. That's what he's learning up the pasuk. That because of Tiras and Naka, then the person will come to Mitaresh and Salam Denna, that it's showing him that he's not learning enough Torah. What is, however, says the Gemara, Vimtalav Le Matzah? Let's say he checks into this and he sees that it's not because he's not learning enough. He's taking every second he has with the same intensity that he can in quantity and quality to learn Torah. So then, be a doer, she assumes shall have him. Then it should be known to the person that it's afflictions of love. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him Yisurim in this world, not for any sin, but rather to make his Schar in Olam Haba greater, which is more than what he's meriting on his own now. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Ki Eis Asher Yev Hashem Yechiech, that the one who Hashem loves, he rebukes. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring the person to a greater place that the person could be getting there. And it's not just Yisurim just to hurt the person. Rather, Yisurim always bring a person higher. Sometimes when the person is lower than he's supposed to be. And sometimes it's even where he can be, but Hashem wants to take him even higher. That's called Yisurim Shalahav. And Gemara continues on the same idea. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schayr, Amar Rav Huna. Kol Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Boi, Medaka B'Yisurim. Whoever HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, that's the person that he crushes with Yisurim. Shenemat says in the pasuk, "VaHashem chafetz," that he whom Hashem desires, dakoi, he crushes him hechli with sicknesses, and that the idea is that whoever HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, he brings Yisurim. Because if the person doesn't care about, He just lets him do whatever he wants to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to invest all the time and effort into that person. If a person has Yisurim, a person has to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is investing a lot into him. Why is Hashem doing all these things that are happening bad? It's for a purpose. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to get somewhere. You need to be bigger and better than you are right now, and you're not paying attention. And that's the point of Yisurim, to bring a person back to the cognizance and the awareness of where he really could be. So Yochel Afilu Lo Kiblu Mehava, you would think that Yisurim Shalahava, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it not for any Averius, but he wants you to get somewhere greater. Even it would be, it would have that significance, even if a person is not Mekabel Mehava, he's complaining and saying, what's going on? Why are these things happening to me? I'm such a good person. You would think that it would work. Tamal Loimer, that the end of the Pasuk says it's not. It would defeat the purpose. It's only that the person should Mekabel Mehava, as it says, Im Tosim, Oshim Nafshe, if a person acknowledges the guilt of his soul, which is to tell you, Ma Oshim Ladas, just like a carbon Oshim, is only brought Ladas, it has to have the person's knowledge when he's bringing the carbon. Af Yisurun Ladas, the same thing is also by Yisurun, it has to be Ladas, it has to be that a person is cognizant of it and aware of what it is. And the way we see that from the Pasuk is that it says, Nafshei, Nefesh is always a reference to Das. So that's what it's saying in the Pasuk, Im Tosim Oshim Nafshe, that a person has to be Mekablet Midas. And he has to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're trying to get me somewhere, and I understand that I'm doing everything I can, but you want me to be even better. Ve'im Kibla Maschen, if a person is Mekabel Yisur Mehava, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you obviously want me to get somewhere, what's his reward? So the Pasuk tells us, Yireh Zerah Yarech Yom, that he will see children, and Yarech Yom, that he will live long days. And this is that because a person will finally get to the greatness and the consciousness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to get to. Not only that, but even he retains his learning. As it says in the Pasuk, that the desire of Hashem in his hand will be successful. And what's Chefetz Hashem? That's Kiyim B'Soris Hashem Chefetzai. They're talking about the Torah Hashem. Hashem's Torah will be successful in his hand, that he will not forget, he will retain his learning. So now the Gemara has a machloik, is precisely how do you define Yisurim Shalahava? If you want to know what are the afflictions of love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's kol she'en ben bitl tara. That's only if a person is not going to be losing any time or the capacity for his learning for Torah. Shenema ashri ha'gever, praiseworthy is the man, asher tiasrenu ka, that Hashem will give him afflictions, umitaras chaslamdenu, but at the same time that he will be teaching him from his Torah. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the person to learn less Torah. If a person is getting afflictions, and because of that he's learning less, it's obviously because of Averius and not because of the Yisurim Shalahava. V'chadam, and the other mandam says, Elohim Yisurim Shalahava. What are the Yisurim Shalahava? Kol she'in behen bitl tvila. That's only if there's no bitl, there's no loss of tvila. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Baruch Elohim, gebenched, praiseworthy is Hashem, Ashalai hasid tvilasi, that he did not take away my davening, v'chazdai, and his kindness may eat thee from me. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to be constantly davening. So therefore, if a person's Yisurim is taken away from his tefillah, therefore it's obviously not Yisurim Shalahav. And this is a machlekes that we find many times in Shas, that if we find the greatest thing to be Torah or tefillah, and in a sense they really go together. So another mandama comments on this machlekes. Omelhu Rebaba b'reid Rebchia b'raba, hochi omer Rebchia b'raba, omer b'yechlan. Elu ve'elu Yisurim Shalahavim. Both these, whether it's Mevatel Torah or Mevatel Tefillah, they are still included in the category of Yisurim Shalahav. Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, Eis Asher Yev Hashem Yechech, whoever Hashem loves, he gives him reproof, he gives him Yisurim. In other words, anybody that gets Yisurim, Hashem's investing in that person. He obviously loves that person, because if he doesn't care about it, he'll let him do whatever he wants, because Hashem knows the greatest good is if a person comes back to his awareness of Hashem. So what do we learn from the Pasuk that says that from your Torah you will teach? What's the point, purpose of that if it's even Yisurim Shalahava, even if the person is not learning Torah? So Al Tikri Telamdenu, don't read in the Pasuk that from your Torah you will teach him, Ela Telamdenu, you teach us, which is Davar Zeh Mitayros Chislamdenu. The Pasuk is saying that Mitayros Chislamdenu, from your Torah we learn this concept that it's Yisurim Shalahava. And that the idea of Yisurim Shalahava is that it's a kapar for the person. And how do we know this? Kavuchayim Mishem Ba'ayin. That we learned this out. It's a Kavuchayim from by Eved Kanani, that Eved Kanani goes free when if his master, his other, knocks out either his tooth or his eye. And what do we see? Mashin Ba'ayin Shehin Echad Mevarav Shal Adam. Just like we find that a tooth or an eye, which only one of the limbs of a person, So then Eved Yoitz Ben Lacheres, but the slave goes out to freedom by having one of these knocked out. In other words, it's an elevation of status. Yisurin Shememarkin Kol Gufo Shel Adam. So then Yisurin, which purifies the whole body of a person, Alachas Kama V'Kama, then it's definitely the case that that will be a kapara for the person, and it'll make the person into a ben chayrin, into freedom. And that's what the Gemara says. V'hayin d'Rabbi Shimon Malakish to Amar Shimon Malakish. Nema bris b'melech, v'nema bris b'Yisrael. It says the word bris, a covenant, both by the salt that has to be brought onto the Mizbeach, and it says the word bris, a covenant, by Yisrael. Nema bris b'melech, t'chsiv le'sash bis melech bris, that you should not discontinue the salt on the Mizbeach, that's a covenant. V'nema bris b'Yisrael, it also says bris by afflictions, t'chsiv e'ladivya bris. These are the words of the bris, and this pasuk is said after the klolis, which was the curses, which were said in Mishneh Torah, and which is obviously something of Yisurin. So the Gemara makes a comparison. Ma bris ha mebemelech, just like by the word bris, we find by salt, melech mamtekes es abaster, that the salt, it sweetens the meat. Af bris ha mebe Yisurin, so to the word bris, by Yisurin, Yisurin memarkin kolavonesev shel adam, so then the Yisurin, it purges the averis of a person. And that's the same idea we find by the salt, that it purges all the blood that's inside of the, which blood is always a reference to the gashmius of the person, it purges all the averis that's by a person. Now the Gemara continues again about the significance of Yisurim, that although people complain about Yisurim, there are purposes, higher purposes of the Yisurim. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Sholesh matanis toivis nasna kadosh baruch Yisrael. Hashem gave three gifts to Klal Yisrael. The kulon leinasnu elad Yisurin, and all these three were only given through Yisurin, through afflictions. Elohein, Torah, ve'eretz Yisrael, ve'olam haba, and the world to come. Torah, and how do we say that Torah was only given through Yisurin? Shenema asher agever asher teestrenaka. Praiseworthy is the man that Hashem will give Yisurin to umetrasas lamdena, and that you will teach him from your Torah. So we see that Yisurin is a prerequisite to learn the Torah. Eretz Yisrael, how do we see that Eretz Yisrael was given through Yisurim? Nechziv, ki kasher yasir ishes benoi, that just like a father will give Yisurim to his son, so too, Hashem lekecha miyasreka, Hashem your God is miyasir, who gives you Yisurim. Nechziv asher, what does the pasuk say afterwards? Ki Hashem lekecha miviyachal Eretz Taiva, because Hashem your God brings you to the good land. We see again that it's a prereq of Yisurim to come to the second gift of Eretz Yisrael. And the oil maba, how do we see oil maba? They say kinei mitzvah, because the candle of the commandment, the Torah or and the light of the Torah, the derech chaim and the way of life is teichachas musar, is reproofs of instruction. And derech chaim, the way of life, is a reference to the life of oil maba, which is only through teichachas musar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the person. So we find that these three gifts were only through Yisurim. So again, Yisurim has a purpose, and certain gifts were only given through Yisurim. The Gemara continues on the same theme of Yisurim. Tana Tana Kamid Rabbi Yochanan. Kala Isik Ba Torah Ubi Gemil Chasadim. Whoever toils in Torah and Gemil Chasadim. And the Bali Musa say that it's not just toiling in Torah, it's toiling in Torah and toiling in Gemil Chasadim. It has to be a person's Isik, has to make something out of it. So we continue to Amud Beis. So then, and B'Kaver as Bonav, and he buries his children, Rahman Tzlan. Then Moichin Lo Akol Avonaisav. Then he's forgiven for all his averes. When the person learns Torah and does Gemil Chasadim and buries his children, then the Hashem is Moichel him for all his averes. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, to the Tana that was saying over this memory in front of him, Bishlam Torah Gemil Chasadim. I understand the idea about Torah Gemil Chasadim. D'chsev, it says in the pasuk, Bechesed ve'emes yichuper oven, that with chesed, with kindness, and with truth, then sin will be forgiven. And what's chesed and emes? Chesed zu gemilas chasadim, that's a reference to doing kindness to other people. Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, roidev tzedaka v'chesed, that he who pursues righteousness and kindness, yim tzachayim, will find life, tzedaka v'chaver, righteousness and honor. So therefore we see that a person will merit chayim, which is if a person's averes will be forgiven, if he does kindness. And emes, the second element of that pasuk, is truth, zutar, that's a reference to Torah. Shenema, emes kene, when it's talking about a reference to learning Torah, it says you should purchase truth, valtimka, and don't sell it. In other words, that's as it says, moisha emes, vesaras emes, Torah's emes, befith, it's always, emes is always a reference to Torah. So I understand that those two elements are kapar for a person. Elakaveh is bonda mina, where do you see that a person buries his children, that they're moicha on them and all his averes? So tanglea hu saba, mishum mishum ben yechoi. This elder taught in the name of Shem ben Yochai that Asya oven. We learn Xerishav from the words oven. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here in the Pasuk, Bechesed ve'emes yuchubar oven, that with kindness and with truth, that sin will be forgiven. Ksiv Hasim, it says over there also, U'mishalim oven avois, that Hashem repays the sin, the same word oven, the sin of the fathers, El Chek b'neim, to the bosom of their children. So we see that the punishment that the that are coming through the children for the father, that it's a kapara, just like as we find the word oven over here by the death of one's children, it's related to the word yechubar oven, and that it'll be a kapara of sin. The Gemara continues again on this theme of Yisurin. Omer b'yechanan, negoyim uvanim, if a person has tsaras and children, which the Gemara thinks right now means bearing one's children, einon yisurin shalahava, these are not yisurim shalahava. It's obviously a person has done something wrong. To which the Gemara asks, when the goyim loy, is it true that if a person has tzaras, that's not yisurim shalahava? But Tanya, but we learn the brisa. Kol mi sheyesh bo echad ma'arba amlaras negoyim halal. Whoever has one of these four types of appearances of negoyim, which is se'es and its tolda, and baharis and its tolda, which baharis is something that's like as strong as snow, and the one that's secondary to it is like plaster of the wall. Se'es is like the wool of the white wool, and the secondary to that is like the membrane of an egg. These are all different shades of white, which are four types of negoyim that there are. So if whoever has one of these four types of shades of negoyim, einan ela mezbeach kapor, he's an altar of forgiveness. So how can you say that it's not yisurim shalava when we see it's a great thing when a person has this type of yisurim of tzaras? So the Gemara answer is correct. Mezbeach kapara hava, he is an altar of forgiveness. However, yisurim shalava lehava, but it's not yisurim shalava, which is again preferably when the person does not have any averis b'chlal. So it's a mezbeach kapara, but it's not yisurim shalava. The Gemara is a different teretz. It depends. Holon v'haluhu. That's for us and that's for them, as Rashi explains. In Eretz Yisrael, there are different gates that are holier, that are more kaddish, and the metzayra has to be sent out of them. So therefore, it's obviously not yisurim shalahava because he's being ostracized from society. However, in Bavel, outside of Eretz Yisrael, which you don't have to be sent out from anywhere, so therefore that's a mezbeach kapar, which is the same as yisurim shalahava, then it would be yisurim shalahava. So it's not a contradiction. When did we say it's not yisurim shalahava? That's in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Laaretz, then it would be considered yisurim shalahava. A third test the Gemara gives is v'ibayisema ha-bitzina ha-bifahesya, that when it's concealed, then it's when it's under a person's clothing and no one sees it, then it could be yisurim shalahava. But when it's exposed and everyone sees it, that's obviously something that's very embarrassing, and that won't be yisurim shalahava. So we had three different terutzim to understand if it's yisurim shalahava or not. Either that negoyim are mizbech kapara, but it's not yisurim shalahava, or it's a mizbech kapara, in other words, a yisurim shalahava dafkin bavel and not an Eretz Yisrael, or it would only be mizbech kapara and yisurim shalahava when it's bitzina, when it's something that's concealed, but if it's exposed, then it won't be yisurim shalahava. So we resolved the idea about that when we send the goyim and not yisurim shalahava, depending on what the circumstances, it's not going to be yisurim shalahava. But however, the second thing that Rabbi Yochanan said was that banim, when a person's children die, then not yisurim shalahava. So the Gemara asks, banim loy, is it true that when a person's children die, that it's not heichidam? What are we talking about? Ilem edahav lehu meis. We're talking about that we said that he had children and they died. But Rabbi Yochanan dein garma deisar bir. But Rabbi Yochanan himself said, when he used to go around to be menachem oval people, he used to say, this is the bone of my 10th child that died. And it was less than the barley corn because, or else it would make a tumah. So he went around holding in a handkerchief to be menachem other people. And Rashi says that such a great person like Rabbi Yochanan, he obviously didn't have any yisurim that was less than yisurim shalahava. So how could we say that if a person's children die, that it's not yisurim shalahava? So it's interesting that Tosis notes that he says on Rashi's pshat that it's very shver, because the Gemara is going to come out in the conclusion of the Teretz that what are we talking about that's not yisurim shalahava? It's talking about, as the Gemara says right now, laho deloy havi le klal. Rather, it's talking about that when the person did not have any children at all, then it's not yisurim shalahava. But ha dehava lehu amesu, and here we're talking about that he had children, they passed away, so that's the difference. When a person had children and they died, that's yisurim shalahava, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan himself had. And the velus on a person's children is mechapar nol zaveres. But when did Rabbi Yochanan say that bonim is not yisurim shalahava? That's talking about when he didn't have children at all. So that's the way Rashi explains it. But Tosis asks on them, and he says that if that's the Gemara's maskana, that when people didn't have children at all, that that's not Yisum Shalava, but Tosfos says, Vayikama tzadikim shlohoilim banim. There were many great people, and we know, that didn't have any children. So how can we say that from Rabbi Yochanan, that when he's saying that it's the bone of my 10th child, so obviously that was Yisum Shalava, but no children is not Yisum Shalava. How could that be? Many tzaddikim did not have children. So Tosfos says that the proof from Rabbi Yochanan was something else. It's just that from the fact that he wanted to be Menachem Ovel, people with that, it could be that he didn't have Yisum Shalahava, but he wouldn't be Menachem Ovel people with things that he would try to give the message that it's because of Averis that a person did. He obviously was trying to give over the message that when the child's passing away, it's not something bad that you did. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Yisum Shalahava. And but Tosfos says it's not totally in this, because many times tzaddikim do have Yisurim, and they're not Yisurim Shalahava. So it's not a contradiction. He argues in Rashi Pshat and says that it's possible that not having children or even having children and passing away don't necessarily have to be Yisurim Shalahava. They could be just general Yisurim. Now the Gemara continues discussing again Yisurim and specifically regarding Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was once, he wasn't feeling well. So Ala Gabei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Omalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Chaviv Nalech Yisurim. Do you appreciate it? Is it something that you have an affinity for Yisurim, that it's something that you're using as a, so to speak, a spiritual elevation? And he understood that there's a schar to Yisurim. He says, I don't want them, and I don't want that it's reward. He had what he wanted to accomplish without Yisurim. So Amalei, have liyadach, so he told him, give me your hand. So he gave him his hand, and he picked him up. It was his way of reaching out to him, and he, so to speak, healed him in that form. The Gemara brings down a similar story that this time Rabbi Yechon himself was sick. Rabbi Chanina came to visit him. Amalei, so he told Rabbi Yechon, Chaviv Nalech Yisurin, is it precious to you the Yisurin? Amalei, Loihein V'leischarin, I don't want them, not their reward. So Amalei, Havli Yodach, he says, give me your hand. Yovlei Yodei V'okmeh, so he gave him his hand and he picked him up. So the Gemara has a very simple question. Amai, why is that? Loikim Rabbi Yechon Nafshi, let him pick him up himself. We saw that he had the power to heal, as he did to someone else, why couldn't he heal himself? So the Gemara answers a very fundamental teretz. Amri, they say, in chavish mater atzma mibeis hasurim. The prisoner himself cannot release himself from jail. And that is that although Rabbi Yochanan had the power with the other person, but when he himself was in this situation, he wasn't able to release himself. And therefore, and this is understood on many different levels, but therefore, since he was sick, he needed someone else, so to speak, to bring him out of that. Says another narrative, similar type of story. Eliezer was not feeling well. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. So Chazad to have a kugani bebayis alba. So he saw that he was sleeping. He was residing in a very dark room. So Galili dare. So he so to speak revealed his arm. He rolled up his sleeve. V'nofel nohayr. Then a great light came into the room, and that's because his skin, his flesh was very beautiful. And it was, as the Gemara says in other places, and therefore that the radiance that came out of him lit up the room. So Rabbi Yochanan saw that Rabbi Eliezer was crying. So Amalei, am I kabachis? He says, why are you crying? So he says, Imishum Torah delay afsh. Is it because you didn't learn enough Torah, and that is because you didn't learn as much as you wanted to? That's why you're crying. Sheninu echra ma'be vechra mamet. We know a famous phrase that whether one who does more or one who does less. And this reference is said in the Gemara Menachos regarding bringing karbonis, that it says by the carbon of the oilas behema, it says the words reich nechayich, that it's a pleasant aroma for Hashem, and it says by the mincha, which is just a flower offering, it also says reich nechayich, it says the same pleasant aroma for Hashem, which the Gemara over there says it comes to teach you that whether one brings a very expensive carbon or whether a person brings a very meager carbon, it doesn't make a difference. As long as he focuses his heart to Shemayim and he does as much as he can, so therefore you're in the same boat. So don't worry that you didn't learn as much as you wanted to, because you put in as much effort as you could. And if it's because of food, which is that you're not a wealthy person, so loy kol adam zeichel shtei shulchanos, not every person merits to have both tables. In other words, a reference to the table of Torah and the table of wealth, that, you know, as long as you're talmid chacham, it's okay that you don't have the table of wealth. Which Tosfos says that you have to have the gersa of kol, but you can't be gersa ein adam zeichel, that the person can't have both Torah and wealth, because there are many tzaddikim that had both shulchanos of Torah and wealth, as Kiyudua, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, had both wealth and Torah. But he was telling him not everybody has both. And v'imishum bana, and if it's because of children, that you don't have children, din garmadas tari bir, this is the bone of my 10th child, as we brought in the Gemara before, that he used to comfort people with saying this. So Rabbi Yochanan essentially asked him all three things of the Bonei Chai Mezoini regarding children and livelihood and Torah. So Amalei, no, these are not the things that are bothering me. That's not why I'm crying. But Lahai Shufra, for this beauty, the Boli Ba'afra that's going to be buried in the ground, that's what I'm crying about, and is referring to the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan, that's ultimately going to be returning to dust. For that I'm crying. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan told him, that for this, definitely we could cry. And they both were crying. Meanwhile, Amalei, Chaviv Nalechi, Yisroel, he asked him, is this precious to you, this Yisroel that you're suffering here in bed? Amalei, Lohin Lezchar, no, not them, not its reward, I don't want it. Amalei, Havli Yaduch, he says, give me your hand. Yavli Yadiv Hukmi, he gave him his hand, and he picked him up. So we find different elements of Yisroel, but ultimately, everyone understood that there's definitely a schar in Yisroel, and there's a purpose for it where it has to get the person. But if a person has the cognizance of his own to understand where it's supposed to take him, as the Bali Musa say, that the word Musar and Yisar are the same word of Sar, has to turn. If a person is going the wrong way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be on the right path. So he could either learn Musar, which is a hifl, you could infect yourself, and therefore you could do it on your own, then I don't need Yisurim. Versus if a person is not realizing his own, Hashem Yisar, Hashem will turn him. Yisar is that he will turn him. That's the purpose of Yisurim, but Yisurim has the purpose of getting to learning Torah or Tefillah, the different pshatim we had in our Gemara. Now the Gemara continues along Yisurim, but says another element of Yisurim. The Yisurim is not just, as we set up until now, when there's afflictions on a person's body, but it's even when it's an extension of his personage, which is his own money. And the Gemara brings a story to relate to this. Rav Huna takifale arba mayid doni dechamir. Rav Huna had that 400 barrels of his wine soured. So olgabei Rav Yehuda, achud Rav Salah Hasid Rabban. So he had different tzaddikim that came to visit him. V'amri la Rav Adar Rabbanan. Some say it was Rav Adar Rabbanan, the other Rabbanan. V'amri la, and they told him la'ain mar b'mila. You should look into your affairs. In other words, as we said in the Amud Aleph, yifashvesh b'maisav. You should start inspecting what it is that you're doing wrong. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to send you a message to get you somewhere. Amalahu, so he said to them, Umi chashidna b'anaychu? Am I suspicious in your eyes? What, you think I did something wrong? So Amrulay, they told him, Mi chashir HaKadosh Baruch Hu da'avad dina b'laydina? Is Hashem suspicious that he should do judgment without judgment? What do you think? Why would he do something to you that would be harmful to you if not for a purpose to get you somewhere? But it's interesting, the Tosfos says that many tzaddikim had Yisurim in their body and in their money, and obviously it wasn't to get anywhere. But Tosfos says that the story is that they knew what he had done wrong, which the Gemara is going to explain in a second, and they just wanted to allude to him that he shouldn't do it again, and he should come to the realization on his own what it is that he did wrong. So Amalahu, he said to them, Iikaman de Shmielai Milsalem, whoever heard something about me that I've done wrong, should say. So Amalei, so they said to him, Hachi Shmielan, this is what we heard about you. The Loyov Mar Shavisha Larisa, that the master doesn't give the branches to the sharecropper. And that is that at the time they would split, the sharecropper and the owner of the field would split the branches of the vine, and they would cut it off at the time of when they would get all the crops. And the Gemara Baba Metzia says that just like they split in the wine, so too they split in the Zmairis and the Kanim, they would split in the branches. And we heard about you that you're not splitting with him. So Amalahu, he said to them, Mika Shavikli Midim, did he even leave me anything? So he said to them, am I chashid, am I suspicious in your eyes? He's stealing from me more than he even deserves to get in the first place. So that's why I'm not giving it to him, but he even is taking more than he deserves. Hakagonav Lekula, he stole everything. Amrule, they said to him, even so. Haini da Amri Inche, this is what people say, Basr Gnav Gnav, that he who steals from the thief, the time of time, and he tastes the taste. That if it's Agoinim and Aganev, he will also taste the taste of Gnev. In other words, although it's true that he doesn't deserve it, and he's taking more even than he's supposed to get, however, you're still stealing, and therefore that's what the message HaKadosh Baruch was sending to you. So Amalahu, he said to them, Kibilna Alaydi Ahivnale, I'm being makabel. He didn't even do anything. He says, I'm accepting upon myself to go ahead and to give him his fair share. And then, ikadami, some say, hadr chala b'havachama. What happened was that the vinegar that had soured from the wine turned back and became wine. That was the nest that happened right away to show about his tshuva. Some say ayakar chala v'izdavin b'dmeicham. Some say that vinegar, the price of vinegar went up so much that it sold on the market the same as the price of wine. But that's the purpose that a person has to get somewhere. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu does something to a person, not to punish him, but rather to get him there. And when Rav Huna finally got there, then everything went back to status quo as it was before. Now the Gemara continues along the theme of tefillah. Tanya, Abba ben Yamin Omer, al shnei devarim ha'yisim mitzdar kol yamai. Abba ben Yamin said, about two things, I always push myself that it should be like that. And that is, al tefillasi shtei lifnei mitasi, that my tefillah, my davening should be in front of my bed. And also, val mitasi shtei nesun ben tzavon adorim, that my bed should be between the north and the south. And the Gemara explains, al tefillasi shtei lifnei mitasi, said that my tefillah, my davening should be in front of my bed. So my lifnei mitasi, what does it mean that in front of my bed? Elam lifnei mitasi mamash, it means that he wanted to have, he should daven in front of his bed. But the Gemara asks, v'amir Abihuda Merav, v'item Rishu Malevi, minayin lemespal shelo yehidav v'choitzitz beinoy lebeinakir. How do you know that whoever davens should not have anything separating between him and the wall? And B'Tosis does say that something that's kavua, that's established, like the yaron or the teva, that's not considered a hafsik. But a bed, Tosis says, would seem that it's not kavua, it's not, at least in times of the Gemara, that it was something that it was more movable. So that would be considered a hafsik. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, Vayasiv Chizkiyo ponav el akir v'yisbal, that Chizkiyo turned his face to the wall and they daven. So we see that a person should be straight to the wall, not with anything in front of him. So why would he want to daven in front of his bed when that would be in the way of the wall? So leitemul of nimitasi, rather, it doesn't mean in front of my bed. It means close to my bed, which means that he's saying, all my days I was careful that I shouldn't do any work, and not even to learn Torah when I got off my bed, until I would say Krishma and Davin. That's what it meant. Lefnimitasi means close to the time that I got up. And also the second thing was, Valmitasi shtein nesunah bein tzafon l'drom, that my bed should be between the north and the south, which is that the head of the bed and the foot of the bed, one should be in the north and one should be in the south. And the reason is, Rashi says, is because the Shechina is either in Mizrach or Ma'ariv, and that's the cycle of, as we know, the Beis HaMikdash is Ma'ariv, and therefore it's improper that when a person should have his Tashmish with his spouse, that it should be towards the east or the west. Rather, it should be towards north and south. And the Gemara explains, the Amr B'chama B'chanina Amr B'yitzchok, Kol HaNosim Mitasei Bein Tzafon L'Darim, whoever puts his bed between the north and the south, then Havin Le'Banim Zcharim, then if a person has Tashmish, then he will have male children. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Utzvuncha, and your concealed treasure, Tamale Vitnim, will fill their stomach. Yisbu Uvanim, they will be sated with children. And Betin, again, is the place where the children are created. So when does a person have being fulfilled with children, with male children, that's when you have tzafuncha, which tzafun is a lashon of north, and that's what the end of the pasuk is saying, you will be yisbu banim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, not only that, af ein ishtem apelas nafalim. It also, if he has his bed between north and south, not east and the west, then his wife will not miscarry. As it says, ksiv hach, it says over here, utzfuncha tamali vitnam, that those who, at least in the way we're interpreting it, tzfuncha, is that those who face to the north, that their stomach will be filled, and which is a reference that the days of pregnancy, which is in the womb, will be filled. Uksiv Hasim, it says over there regarding the children of Tamar, v'yimlu yamehala, that is that her days were being filled to give birth, v'hinei saim bevitna, and there were twins in her stomach, and the idea is that it shall not miscarry, that's Tamali bitnam, and Yimalu, that she gave birth a healthy pregnancy. So that's the halacha that is brought down, that a person's bed should be between the north and the south, and not between east and the west. So the Gemara brings another halacha from Abba ben Yamin. Tanya, Abba ben Yamin Oimer, Shnayim shenichnasu lispal. When you have two people that come into shul to daven, v'kodem echad mehem lispal, and one of them goes and he davens quicker, b'lohimtun es chaver v'yatz, and he didn't wait for his friend, and he left. Then toifen loy tefilasa b'fanav. Then they tear up his tefillah in front of him. Shenemad says in the pasuk, toirif nafshei bi'apoy, that he tears himself in anger. Halaman chatazev aretz, if for your sake will Hashem abandon the land. And as Rashi explains the pasuk, is that they're telling that type of person that you cause that your tefillah should be ripped up in front of you. And because what is literus is nafshecha? What does it mean the nefesh? Nefesh is tefillah, like it says, the eshbech is nafshu lefnei Hashem, that I will pour out my nefesh in front of Hashem. It's a reference to tefillah. So what causes Hashem to rip up your tefillah? That's halamantcha tazav eretz. That did you think that because you left, the halamantcha tazav that you left, that the Shechinah will leave and leave your friend that's davening in front of me? That's the reference of the pasuk. Terif nafshu ba'apa, what's going to cause that Hashem's anger to tear up his tefillah? That's halamantcha tazav eretz. Did you think because of you Hashem is going to leave the land? And however, the Gemara says not only that his tefillah is ripped up, it causes the Shechinah to leave Klal Yisrael. As it says in the pasuk, that it says there at the end of that pasuk that had the rock will be dislodged from its place. And the word tzur, the rock that's leaving its place, is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says in the pasuk in Devarim. Tzur yuladcha teshi, the rock that gave birth to you, you ignored, and that's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the punishment if a person doesn't wait for his friend. Ve'im himten le'maschar, and if he does wait for his friend, what is his reward? So then the Gemara says, when we turn to the top of Vav Amar Aleph, Omer b'Yisir Reb Chanina, zeichel le'brachas halalu, then he merits to these brachas, shenem, as it says in the pasuk, luhik shafta le'mitzvayse, had you listened to my mitzvahs. And Rashi says that hikshafta can also be used as a word for hamtana, of waiting. So if you wait, and Rashi says le'mitzvayse means because of my commandment, that I command you to do gemilas chesed, so then vayihi chanosh le'mecha, then your peace will be like a river, and your righteousness will be like the waves of the sea, and your children will be as the sand, and the offspring of your stomach. These are the blessings that will come to a person that waits for his friend and he won't leave shul early. So Taisa says, the Rabbeinu Tam says that this was in the Bati Knesis in those days, which they used to have it out in the field, which was dangerous. And that's why they added on the bracha of Hashkiveinu. And that was because we wanted to, it should take longer for one, that the other ones could finish the davening. So therefore, Taisa says that at night, you should wait, because even for us, nighttime is a time when we shouldn't leave anyone by himself in the shul. However, Taisa says that the Rii, he would daven longer, and he would stay until everybody left. And if in the middle of that time, another person would come into the shul, he would look in the sefer until his tefillah would, until that person would finish davening. And Taisa says, V'no l'hachmer aflana, that even for us, it's proper to be machmer and don't leave before the other person finishes his tefillah.